Message number 863. Mother of Salvation, soon you will be asked to give out a substitute for the Holy Eucharist, which will not be the body of my Son. Friday, August 2, 2013. My child, I stand before my Son at this time and fall on my face at his feet in great sorrow. Just as I had to witness his agony at the foot of his cross during his terrifying crucifixion, I now have to endure his pain once again. My Son's crucifixion is taking place again as his body, his mystical body, which is his church on earth, has to endure a scourging by his own. They, the enemies within his church, will scourge his body, tear it apart, mock him cruelly, and desecrate it before they throw it aside. My Son's church is now to be scourged during what will be the first stage of his crucifixion on earth in these times. They will take his body, through the Holy Eucharist, and insult him as well as degrade him. Many signs will be seen of this, as every disrespectful and devious gesture will be made in order to curse him. When they have vilified his most holy Eucharist, they will then throw it away, and soon it will be very difficult to receive it. This is just one of the many plans underway to wipe out my Son's presence in the Holy Mass. Many will see these wicked gestures and know that they are insulting to my Son. Many will protest, but their voices will not be heard. To those poor priests who will suffer because of this desecration, you must ask me, your mother, to help you endure such pain. You must never ever tamper with the Holy Eucharist, for it is your only food of salvation. Without it you will starve. It must always be made available to every single one of God's children. You must never accept that any other kind of bread is the food of life. Soon you will be asked to give out a substitute for the Holy Eucharist, which will not be the body of my Son. You must remain true to the gift of the Holy Eucharist even when you are told that it is no longer relevant, no longer acceptable in the New World religion. Your Mother in Christ, Mother of Salvation.